or less percent of men are able to rein in their passions by nature. And in a sense, and that's as far as, unless they have some other weakness by which they can feel that they need God, that can be actually a barrier to salvation. Feeling like you don't need God, not feeling like a wretched person. Feeling wretched helped me. Being destitute and without righteousness or godliness, but still having an intense desire within myself as a young man, as a very young man, as a child, actually. I had a great desire for righteousness, with no power to perform it, and it tore me up inside. That made me seek the Lord. That's how God made me seek Him, because He was looking for me. So Paul says, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Again, that doesn't mean he was... I was with you, and every time you turned around, I was in bed with another person, you know. It's just so weak, you know. I was down at the bar every night, and I was preaching the gospel to you there, and Lord knows I'm not a hypocrite. I just, again, I was with you in weakness means in the sense of not in the carnal strength. Again, I could come to you with words of wisdom, with, hey, what a good-looking guy. Hey, what a, you know, a man of a great stature, you know, and what self-control he has. Though that was of God. That was the power of God. But he was with them in weakness in the carnal sense. I want to endeavor to be the same way, as I don't want to come to you speaking the gospel out of my strength. And for most people, honestly, you know, like, I think about the things I said in chapter 1. I was very tempted to go back and edit them out. But I'm like, oh, I sound really, you know, vain. I don't like sounding like that. I don't like the sound of it. But, you know, it's well. If it makes you despise me, then it's probably good. Because I'm not anything more than another person like you, but who's on the same, who is, if you are a lover of these things, we're on the same path. And you think, well, you're instructing me, so you're, you know, yeah, but, you know, the people who know me know I'm nothing special. Except, I'm subject to all kinds. I have been subject to many things. But God delivered me from them. And He yet delivers me now. And I pray He will continue to deliver me in the future and show me everything I need to see that I may be perfect. That patience may have her perfect work. That love may have its perfect work. Our faith is not to stand in the wisdom of men. Meaning, again, if it's all about, you know, that kind of head knowledge. Now, some people get all bent out of shape about all that stuff. You know, and now what happens is people who preach out of that. To science and so on and so forth, to speak against it. Right? It's like, I'm not going to stand toe-to-toe with all that. I don't even care about that stuff. It's like, whatever someone thinks about the earth and its age is not important to me. What I want them to understand is the Christ and Him crucified. I want them to know Jesus and the power of the cross unto righteousness. Unless there's some direct profit that by having faith in that, I obtain some sort of righteousness, I see very little use for it. Very little indeed. Again, now people interpret things, and it's like, well, what if your interpretation is missing something in regards to that stuff that doesn't profit? Well, now you've misled someone in something stupid. Meaning, as far as it doesn't have any gain, there's nothing to be gained from arguing over the age of the earth. You know what I mean? Because I used to get into that a lot. That's why I mentioned it in passing. Because to me, the wisdom of man was, well, you know, look at it. You know, we can interpret Genesis, and the earth is, You know, at first I thought, oh, it's 6,000 years old. Then I went, well, okay, well, it is millions of years old. And then I was like, well, what? And I thought, and this is what I came to the conclusion. Well, if it's not very old, then God has created it in such a way that it's very deceiving to man. Because man and man's wisdom looks at the world and they say it's very old. I mean, there are some people who think, oh, a day is 1,000 years, or it's 10,000 years, or each day is 1,000,000 years. I never believed that either. But, you know, what if they're right? You know, and I was wrong. You know, well, I say, well, the day and the evening were there was no sun for the first couple of days. How do I know what a day was when there was no sunlight? Morning and the evening. I mean, it could just, the morning is just the morning. It doesn't mean, you know, I mean, what about Joshua's long day? The sun just kept going for a while. You know, I forgot exactly how long. So that day wasn't 24 hours. It was longer. You know, so sometimes things can, when the sun isn't there, then how long is the day? What if the sun keeps shining and doesn't go down at the time we're accustomed to? What if time was different? And again, just because we see things the way they are now, it's like, yeah, and there's certainly, look at, if it's not a 24-hour day, quote-unquote 24 hours, or something near that, a day as we understand them, then it's kind of misleading, isn't it? And I say all this, now you say, Paul, you're really confusing me now. It's like, exactly. That's why I don't get into that stuff. I have nothing definitive to offer you on that. I don't care. And I tell you that it doesn't matter. Your faith does not stand on those things. It doesn't stand on those things. I don't get into those questions because those questions, gender questions. The whole matter is a matter of man's wisdom. Of, you know, they look at Genesis and they want to impose on the words there, their wisdom. They want to impose on things the way they see it ought to be. Right? And I'm not into raising questions that don't have profitable answers. I mean, no matter what your answer is on those, on that kind of a question that you can obtain through the wisdom of man, there's no profit in it. Whether it be, you know, we got 24-hour days, or 1,000-year days, or they're 24-hour days, but there was time ahead of it that's not mentioned, or that is kind of mentioned or alluded to. Whatever, you know, gaps and so on and so forth, before the 6 days.